21. Tower of London.
Soon after 1080, William the Conqueror began to build a massive stone tower at the centre of his London fortress. Nothing like it had ever been seen before. Through the centuries that followed, successive monarchs added to the fortifications, but its 13th century walls still dominate the site. It's been a fortress, a royal palace, a prison, and even a zoo. It's one of London's top attractions, with the crown jewels and the yeoman warders, better known as beefeaters, among the many things to see, so don't miss it.
Leave the Tower of London ticket office area by Tower Hill and go left at Tower Hill Terrace onto Bywood Street. On your left, go past All Hallows Church by the Tower, the first of the many wonderful city churches around this area. As you are now entering the City of London, you'll also pass on your right a column with a dragon with a curly tail. This is a symbol of the city. Cross Bywood Street at the lights. You'll pass a pub called the Hung, Drawn and Quartered, with a quotation from Pepys outside it.
I went out to Charing Cross to see Major General Harrison hanged, drawn and quartered, which was done there, he looking as cheerful as any man could do in that condition.
In October 1660, Harrison, a Puritan soldier and a signatory to the death warrant of Charles I, was the first of the regicides to be executed after the restoration of Charles II. Follow Great Tower Street to Eastcheap and Monument Station. The name of the station commemorates the 1666 Great Fire of London, with a 61-foot-tall Doric column topped with a gilded urn of fire. It was designed by Sir Christopher Wren and Robert Hooke. Cross Eastcheap and Grace Church Street and turn right into King William Street. This will take you to Mansion House and the Bank of England.